Life definitely gives you some turns. One day, you're getting shot out with arrows. The next day, you're off to the islands in a big boat.
Oh my God, but what time is it?
Oh my God, Captain, you need to take me to the nearest port right now. The tech bar is about to start, and they're featuring Captain Obvious Alex Farling and Connor Swalm of Finn Security. Speed up. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for is finally here. Tech Bar, featuring Super Cousin Danny, featuring Powerhouse Ray, is back for another episode. This week, we brought Captain Obvious, Alex Farling of Lifecycle Insights, and Connor Swalm of Finn Security. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, grab your drinks, and let's get right into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here on our first ever The Tech Bar. That's what we're calling it, right, Sean? The Tech Bar?
Yes, The Tech Bar. Yes, you are right, Ray.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am the captain now. This is the captain episode of the Tech Bar with your captain and co-host Ray Rossini, joined as always by Super Cousin Danny. How are you doing, my first mate?
I'm doing good. Happy to be the first mate, as always.
You want to take a go at the I am the captain now?
No, that's your job. You got to do that.
Yeah, so we're still learning as we go. So thanks to everybody in the chat for your patience and your snark and remark. We definitely appreciate it. If we can't have a good time, I don't know what's the point. I see our good buddies Phil Buck. I see Keith the Rose Nelson. I see Stephen Spalding and Tim Golden. Who else is in here? I appreciate each and all of you for joining us as we do every other Thursday. How was your time between last Tech Bar and now?
Good. We got to celebrate. We had Cinco de Mayo. And then we had, you know, Mother's Day, so it was a good week off that we had.
It was nice, yeah. There was another major holiday.
Oh, yeah, that is right. It was also Ray's birthday. May the 4th be with you.
Thank you, and also with you.
And we also had a good time there as well. So yeah.
Absolutely. So, but we missed each and every one of you guys, and we're coming up. We have events that we're going to be doing in person. We're going to be at IT Nation Secure. Matt is going to be over at, 7 Figure MSP. We're going to be at ChannelCon. We're going to be at a bunch of stuff. And absolutely, we celebrated the Cinco de Drinko. Araldo, I see you. I apologize for not giving you a shout out. I didn't see it until now. Give me a break. We're still learning, okay? All right. Anyway, so Danny, it's not just us, dude.
No.
Do you know why we're wearing the captain garb?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
And Simon's also wearing, we're not going to let him off without anything. He's the first mate. All right, bye, Simon. So, you know, the reason we're doing the captain show is because we have captains of industry here. We have Captain Obvious, none other than Alex Farling. How you doing, brother?
Stand down, Ray. The real captain's here.
No. We just got admiraled. He just admiraled us.
Damn. Okay. My stripes have been taken.
And I feel like tonight, every time someone says captain, they should have to drink.
I feel like that should be our guest word of the show.
I'm just hoping our next guest, Connor, shows up in a pirate hat. That'd be great.
So our next guest is also a captain. We refer to him as Captain Crunch. Mr. Connor Swalm. What's up, brother?
I don't have a pirate hat. Sorry to disappoint, Danny.
Nah, it's fine.
Dude,
it's
come on. You're not even wearing your like your token like
life jacket
vest. Yeah. What's up with that, dude?
I don't know. Simon must have messed up the shipping or something. I don't know.
Simon, what the hell, man?
Yeah,
Simon, can't believe you, dude.
I'm gonna get.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. All right, so it's okay. I've been waiting for Finn swag for shit since since Ride a Boom, right?
Dude, I figured it out. If you go to
since 1980,
if you go to a show, it'll be there. Yeah.
No, if you go to a show, Josh will give it to you, and then you don't have to wait for Connor. That's how this works.
That's how I got my shirt. I need Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, I think, is holding a grudge because every time I mention a feature request to Josh, I tell him it's easy. It should take like, you know, just a few days to implement, and it inevitably drives him nuts forever. I see Creighton. What's up, dude? Thanks for joining us today. So why don't we get the introductions out of the way before the show goes off the rails? Who are we starting with first, Simon?
We'll go ahead and get started with Alex. So Alex, this is your time to shine.
This is my time to shine. Okay. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Alex Farling. I owned an MSP for 16 and a half, 17 years, something like that. Sold it in the middle of the pandemic and exited out to come work at Lifecycle Insights. So it was kind of a passion project while I owned the MSP, but it kind of took off. And now there's a lot of work to be done over there. So we spend our life helping MSPs make QBRs work. That's it. That's all I got.
That works.
Yeah.
QBR, you want to make like QBR suck less?
Someone wants to get straight to the drinking. I get it.
Yeah, let's get to the important part.
You should have said captain of the industry or something. You should have rolled it into it.
What'd you say? Did you say a C word? Oh.
So, are we going to let Connor do his thing? I mean, I know he's got
barely old enough to drink.
He's got, you know, shit to do. I like Tim Golden's comment. Stop talking, Alex.
Yeah, he said, "Stop talking more over drinking. Me." That was for you. That was for you. He said, "The real captain is speaking. You should chill."
The real captain.
All right, Connor.
I see how it's going to be today. Okay.
All right, Connor. Why don't you tell him why you're a captain?
Why am I a captain? So I'm Connor, CEO, founder of Finn Security. We do security awareness training for MSPs. Think of everything you hate about managing security awareness programs, and we automate all that and do it all for you. And Tim, I am not old enough to drink, right?
I swear I have t-shirts as old as him.
You do. You definitely do.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So what do we got going on, Simon? I know we actually have like a show and there's show notes and stuff like that. Like, what the hell are we doing, dude?
So this is a drinking show. So Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you'll be drinking today?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a mix, but the majority of the beer cooler today is some War Possum from Miss Billion Brewing, because Connor and I have something in common. We're both Delaware boys, so I figured I'd go down to a local Delaware brew and rep it here on Tech Bar.
Perfect. And Connor, why don't you tell us what you'll be drinking tonight?
So my favorite drink is beer somebody else bought, but my
I like that.
But what I'm drinking today is also from Miss Billion Brewery. It's called Not Today, Satan. And it's actually a really, really good IPA now that I've had a few of them today already. So it's good to go.
Very nice.
Very nice. I like that. We are going to be drinking because none of you captains actually brought anything captain-y. We brought Captain Morgan. And actually, we're going to be doing a couple captain drinks for the show because, you know, we're all about the captains. And by the captains, I mean me, not that fake pseudo captain over there with the green screen. So
you gotta do seven drinks there, Ray.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we don't just start drinking. Like, you guys are like, I know you're both Tech Bar alums. You've both been on Tech Bar as guests in the chat. This is not your first rodeo with seeing what's going on. But we do have some decorum here, sir. We have. We don't just get right into the rowdiness. We have rules. Are we doing rules, Simon?
Yes, we are.
What are the Tech Bar rules? All right. I think our two gentlemen, and by gentlemen, I mean Connor and Josh. I think our two gentlemen should be doing, Connor and Alex, I think they should be doing reading the rules. So why don't we get them up on the screen? Let's see how bad. Oh, you got it better. It's legible. Holy crap.
I don't even know how to read, so we're in trouble.
We actually did our job.
Wait. Politics and religion, neither one of them is capitalized this time. It's big enough to read without zooming in.
It's kind of weird, to be honest, to look at it and it's like correct.
So how they fix the capitalization problem, they just capitalized everything?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Well, I'm going to give credit to Phil for fixing this. That's what I'm going with. So, Phil's our media editor and producer, so I'm going to give him all the credit. So, Alex, why don't you read our first three for us, man?
The bartenders are always right sometimes. No politics or religion at the bar unless it has to do with firewalls. And if you hear these words, you will drink. Namaste, unprecedented, and the new norm.
And I think we're all in agreement. We're going to go with Captain for our honorary show.
I feel like it belongs
there. I'm good with that.
Definitely.
Yes, Captain. Yes, Captain.
All right. Captain Crunch, why don't you take the back three, man?
Sports are on 24/7. What happens at the bar stays at the bar unless it travels home with you. And if the bartender is wrong, see rule number one.
And for those that don't know, the guests on the show are absolutely the bartenders as well. It's not just yours truly and Super Cousin Danny. We don't count Simon because, you know, you got to get of age. So, you know. But, so
he's the bar back. He's the one that cleans up.
He's the bar back, yeah.
So, yeah, so yeah, why don't we mix our first drink? Because, you know, we actually have to have something to drink.
Yeah. I would love to know the ingredients.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Super Cousin, could I get some ice maybe, possibly?
I'll give you an ice ball.
Give me some ice balls and maybe put them in my cup.
Yep.
Yeah, we have this down to a science.
I'm really proud of myself that I didn't say anything there. That's all. I'm just...
About the balls?
I hate to say it, but you might be growing up.
In your cup. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If that were to come up an hour later...
Do one more for Simon, man.
Oh, yeah. Simon gets one?
I mean, this one has juicy juice.
I brought my McLovin ID for this episode.
Well, we brought him a juice box, so he could just drink
the
juice box.
I need some pineapple juice, and I need my slice of pineapple, dude.
Thank you, Keith. I'm still looking for Tony to come.
Are you old enough to drink, Simon?
I have a McLovin ID.
Oh, son of Danny. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. It's always fun when you find something you were looking for hours earlier. All right. And that pineapple juice?
That's the pineapple juice.
No, we bought pineapple juice, dude.
I'm telling you, it's not in here. We got passion
fruit. All right. So, Captain and Pineapple, we looked for a bunch of... This is going to be horrible. Why don't you pour?
You sure? You want me to do this part?
Yeah. Do I want you to pour? Yeah, I want you to pour. So, anyway, so... As you see, we have lots of, whatchamacallit, lots of decor, or lots of show quality here. So, we don't have the pineapple juice.
Oh, this is going to be tasty.
This is so fucking bad.
I don't want
shit, anymore. Yes we do.
Oh!
Yes we do. Can I have my jigger?
Jigger?
Yes. Here, that's not a jigger.
I don't know what a jigger is.
Oh, good lord, man. Come on.
Oh.
Jigger.
Oh, jigger.
And this is 3 ounces of pineapple. So, that's that.
Unfortunately, it didn't say how much Captain Morgan put in.
So I need those. That's okay. Captain Morgan's good.
You just fill the rest
of the
glass.
Simon, you going to drink this?
Yeah.
Can I have my spoon too, please?
I feel like this is their first time bartending. I don't know about you.
You think?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
It looks like it.
So, and I'm not even putting it to garnish. I'm just throwing shit in. All right.
It's going
to
be delicious.
There you go. Simon, come get your juicy juice, bro.
That was not you.
They're using solo cups as well.
I mean, we have pretty cups, but we realize what happens. We make such a mess here that after we're done, we got to go wash them. And, like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, you're describing using
a dishwasher. If I was drinking bourbon, I'd use the pretty ones.
Really, because it looks like this is all happening in the Finn house. I'm just saying. This appears to be the Finn house caliber.
Thing. Look, I even have my bar rag here. This is not bad. Okay, so why don't we get our... Toast. Why don't we get our toast on the screen, and we can raise our glass and get our drinky-drinky on. Connor, I think you learned to read. You were in third grade, what, like a week ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. All right.
Connor's like, I can't read cursive.
Make Mrs. Escobar proud, man. Give us her toast.
Give us our toast. There are good ships and there are wood ships. Ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, right. Cheers, gentlemen. That's not the worst thing I've ever had. That is very sweet.
That's good. I like it.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
I may have gone a little heavy on the rum, but
you know me. I mean, but it's rum. It's not like if it was bourbon, I'd be worried. But it's rum, dude. It's like this is basically juicy juice for me. So, all right. So we have a packed show. We have stuff we're doing. It is not all this nonsensical stuff. So what do we got coming up, Simon?
Yeah. So first, Alex mentioned earlier that him and Connor are both from Delaware.
That's true.
And I heard a story that Connor was trying to sell some products, made some
except
calls,
I don't think he was.
Someone That's didn't pick up the phone. You want to go ahead and tell the story,
Connor? I can tell the story. Alex and I have very different stories.
We want to hear both sides of the story.
You want me to give my point of view, Alex?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell the story. Right, I need to hear the artistic recreation first.
Young fledgling startup, right? Just decided we're going to work with MSPs. So I go get a list of MSPs off the internet. I'm from Delaware. And if you don't know anything about Delaware, you're either related to everybody or you know everybody personally. Like you went to high school with their kids or something. So I look on this list. First thing I go to, is there anyone from Delaware? Because I either know them or they'll definitely pick up my phone call. And there's this MSP in Dover. I'm like, huh, that's like 20 minutes from my house. I'll just give him a call. Doesn't pick up. I called him like 3 or 4 times, leaving voicemails. On his number, on his website. Never got a call back, never got an email back, never got anything back from him. And then met him.
You're
the first time we met.
Story. I give you credit.
The first time we met, you were like, I'm from Delaware too. I was like, I used to own an MSP. I was like, hold on. Your MSP in Dover?
What happened was.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, it was. I was like, you're that fucking MSP that never called me back. And he denies it to this day and will never admit to never calling me back on that.
See, he was too busy doing QBRs, though. I get it.
Yeah.
Or making
so,
sales.
So let me
Alex?
Explain this to you. There's a Delaware small, right? In relation to, you know, real states. In fact, in relation to most cities, Delaware's small. But there's at least 5 MSPs there. Connor, how many of them do you do business with?
One of them, and I signed today.
One of them. Nice. Okay. So back then, when you didn't call any of those MSPs, did they all not pick up?
The other ones did not pick up either. Okay. I do know them personally now, but they don't use me.
It happens.
You're the only one that didn't pick up.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is the one MSP that you have business with now, is that the one Alex sold? Because that would be like beautiful karma.
That'd be funny.
Right here.
That'd be funny.
I can at least try to get him in when you sold the MSP, Alex. I mean, that would have been like the nice thing to do.
You know, I was too busy running for the door.
You're like, fuck it. Bye, guys.
There's only one way to exit an MSP, and that is quickly.
That is laughing and running away quickly. I agree with you. John Haas says, your hat is dapper, Alex.
Thank you, John. I have to say, yeah. John Haas has the best name for the entire MSP space.
Right?
Because he should brand a product called Haas by Haas.
Dude, he's the epitome of as a service. Absolutely.
Right. Everything should be as a service. Yeah. It should be, yeah. I'll answer your phone call, Connor Flom, as a service.
I'd like to see that acronym in the chat.
For $24.99 a month, he'll answer your phone call. Like, that's a deal.
That's a cheap lead. That's a real cheap lead, Alex.
So I got to know, like, when you call, how many times did you try calling Alex? Because, like,
I don't remember exactly. Was at least
once.
Because
this seems like it stings you. This seems like you've been holding on to this for quite some time.
It's become a bit, for sure.
Like, see, here's the problem. And I didn't have... I had a second-rate VoIP provider.
He wasn't using OIT. For VoIP.
Yeah, it wasn't us. It was, yeah.
But if I missed every voicemail, I'd be surprised.
I'm pretty sure you just ignored them. At the time, I was a 21-year-old kid. You're like, oop. Delete.
Did you leave that on your voicemail? Like, hey, I'm Connor, I'm a 21-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Because I've heard some of your sales pitches, and that makes me wonder.
I was just wondering that myself. Like, what was your sales pitch back then? Like,
the other guys all suck.
So the same thing.
That was the pitch we started with. The other guys suck. Help us build something better.
That's awesome. And Tim Golden, Alex as a service. Yeah, but that's a little too many.
Expensive service.
I'm looking at some of the chats. So they all got crabs. Good sales process there, Alex. A little worried about the shit that's going on here in the chat. I don't know where the crabs comment came from.
Me neither. But I'm in Maryland now, and we have really good crabs, not the bad kind.
That's the only thing Maryland does. Crabs in NASCAR.
Right.
Yeah, when, whatchamacallit. When I first met Connor, he tells me, it's him, Josh. It was three of you together at IT Nation, right? Who was the other one that was with you?
EJ or Kurt, all four of it. That was the first time we met in person, right?
When I first met you, I think it was just you, Josh, and EJ at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the four of you together. So I meet you guys, and Connor's like, yeah, there's like real people live in Delaware. Like, we're four of like the 10.
Which is hard to imagine because Josh looks homeless.
He does. No, put that picture up again. If I had to guess, Connor was feeling, because Connor's so clean cut.
Right.
I would have guessed that like Connor like felt bad for Josh, met him outside the hotel. He's like, here, take a thin shirt. I'm not going to give one to Ray because he's a dick.
And you take
a life jacket just in case.
We'll get room and board for a week at least. That's our team. So EJ is the one in the back with me, and then Kurt's the one in the front with Josh right there. And then that's Jaden on the left.
This is the worst boy band I've ever seen in my entire life.
You make good music, right? You should listen to it sometime.
Oh, we have our own music we're gonna serenade you guys with later, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Do you
want
me to lie to you and tell you that I'm excited?
I mean, it was my birthday, yeah. If I got to choose between lies and the truth, yeah, lie to me, dude.
Done. I look forward to your musical prowess.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's not just his. It's mine, too.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works
out. For the price of one.
It's two for the price of one and all the pain of three. So what do we got coming up, Simon? We got a packed house. What's on these show notes here? Because I can't pretend I know what's going on.
Yeah, so another thing, the reason why Alex is wearing Captain Obvious hat, Alex, I know that you're going to be next week, or Marnie's going to be next week.
Yeah, I can't go next week. Event.
So here's a picture of Alex.
Look, they blurred out my face picture? Just so I could be hidden from,
So what's going on here, Alex?
So we were at a 7-figure MSP event in, I think that was, it was Austin, and we were there on Halloween. So we did a Halloween costume contest. And Captain Obvious won the day because
there you go.
Then I'll drink for saying
you presented as this, right? Like this.
I did. Like... No, nobody had any idea it was coming. So like the contest was at night. They took us out to a bar down there. It was a really cool little place and like had their little party and everything. But just for giggles, I decided I would do my presentation from stage that way. Cause when you spend all the money to go to a conference and you're going to stand on stage and present, you might as well stand out. So I did my entire presentation this way. I rewrote all the slides for the presentation to be like sarcastically, annoyingly obvious. And, the entire thing was, it was in character, as the presentation. And then that was me standing at the booth right afterwards, talking to folks. So
who else had whatchamacallit, like costumes and stuff on.
So let me tell you, Chris Weiser makes the most realistic Chucky you've ever seen. We have to find that picture. I have to find that picture somewhere. Because he dressed up as Chucky, and that was pretty entertaining. And his two little minions, Lisa and Tiffany, were dressed up as Thing 1 and Thing 2, which was pretty entertaining as well.
That's awesome.
I got to find a Weiser Chucky photo and send it to you so you can stick it up there.
I think Connor could pull off a Chucky. I think, put him in some, overalls. I think he could do it, dude.
When you see this, you're going to go, oh, crap, no. This is the dude. He should have beat me, honestly. His costume was better than mine.
Surprised you didn't make a leprechaun joke, Ray. Maybe you're slipping.
I mean, I was going to go with chubby kid leprechaun, but you know.
I just hope. I hope Simon didn't call my mom again for more embarrassing photos of me.
Simon has a tendency that...
What a jackass.
He's been waiting for that. I want to be very clear. Like, Simon's sitting there, and he's like, he's just sitting there laughing.
So, you want to know a funny bit of trivia that very few people in this world know? That picture has been nicknamed the Laughing Mammoth by my entire friend group.
Wow.
These folks are hardcore.
I know.
I'm thinking, like, we got to get shirts with that picture on it.
Simon, check your Slack. Simon, you got.
Yes, Simon, make it happen, okay? All right, thanks.
If Simon has the picture of me playing soccer, I have that in an 8-foot by 6-foot printout of me.
Oh, dude.
You should see Simon. He is squirming right now.
I have that.
That is fantastic.
You're an athlete, dude.
I am, dude. I made it work.
I like it. I'm just saying, if that shirt doesn't come out as Finn swag one day.
How long after that sprint did you ask to be benched?
Right afterwards, because they were giving out free hot dogs after the game. I played for the free hot dogs.
I played sports as a kid. I realize I probably wouldn't eat that as an adult, but like some of the park food when I was a kid, like that shit was the most delicious thing in the world.
Exactly.
Right?
Of course.
That crunchy ass crusty pizza they used to have.
It didn't make sense how it was.
Yeah. It was horrible, but it was so good. Yeah. We didn't need heat for food. It was fine.
Yeah.
You know. But, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive, isn't it?
How did you beat that? That is.
I feel like he sandbagged it since it was his contest and gave it away. Because I feel like that was pretty spot on.
I'm not sure I would be in a room with him in the dark.
Yeah, it was a little scary. That's a good costume, isn't it?
That is freaking awesome. Did he have like the knife and everything with him? Or
I don't think so. I feel like he didn't want to get shot in downtown Austin.
Simon, do you know the truffle shuffle?
Truffle shuffle. Oh, come on, Simon. That was a great movie.
You young? I'm even old enough to know what the truffle shuffle is.
No. How about
if I say hey, you guys! Does that make any sense to you?
Moving on with the show.
Oh, dude. Carrie still says you take it. I mean, maybe it was a legit win.
It's a pretty good outfit. I had just grown the beard, and the funny part is how I got the costume, really, because I had just grown the beard. I shaved my head literally for COVID, so I didn't have to do anything. But when I did that, I was like, well, I got to grow out the beard a little bit. So I had just grown the beard, and I'm getting ready to go to this thing. And I didn't have a costume. We were like 4 days away or 5 days away. And my fiance is talking to my accountant, which is bad to begin with. And they're like, we got to find something that fits. And they started with Mr. Clean. And then I had to shave the beard. And they went round and round. And then they come to me and they're like, you have to do this because the beard looks just like yours. And you're an asshole already. So you should do this costume. Nice. And I was like, okay, it's hard to argue that. I'm in.
Yeah.
So I mean, Amazon, like, 2-day delivery, and off to Austin I went. And that's the story behind Captain Obvious.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
Simon, do you know where Captain Obvious is from?
Come on.
You don't watch TV at all?
I got a message from someone that told me to call you guys a bunch of Goonies, whatever that is.
Do you know what a Goonie is?
I got a message, an anonymous tip.
Do you know anything about movies at all? Like we do rate this movie, and I think we're doing it here. And like, how do you do those if you've never seen these movies?
I'm not going to do well with this because I am with Simon. I've seen intermittent parts of more movies than I can count, but I have a short attention span and wind up doing something else.
Alex, that is totally the story of my life.
Yeah.
Petition for the next set here on the Tech Bar, whatever you do. Put the rock that Simon lives under somewhere on this show.
Yeah, we have to. At that point, you know, we got to get Juan to like just make a paper mache rock.
Is that going
to
be Cloudy's best friend mascot, the Rocky? And Cloudy?
Simon's Rock.
Oh, there you go.
Let's go.
I feel like that should be a thing. I've already trademarked it.
All right.
How about one of those famous movie lines? Oh, Captain, my Captain. That's two drinks, guys, by the way.
But that's not a movie line.
That is a movie line.
It's from Shakespeare? What's it from?
It's Shakespeare. I know he's talking Robin Williams. I get that. But that was a poem before it was a movie.
Yeah.
I still said it. Drink.
The movie made it popular.
Oh, right.
I need
more
Captain Morgan.
Movie
made it. No, whoa. Hold on. I got to call foul here. Are you saying, what was it? It wasn't Good Will Hunting. It was
Dead Poets Society.
Are you saying Dead Poets Society made Oh Captain, My Captain popular?
Yes.
Robin Williams made it more popular for sure.
I'll give you this. Does anybody know where Dead Poets Society was filmed?
It was
St. Andrews, Delaware. It was filmed in St. Andrews Catholic School in Delaware.
In Delaware.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Delaware.
All three people that live in Delaware.
I figure the two Delaware guys know it's freaking filmed in Delaware.
You know, We had a 50-50.
We don't have a lot of claim to fame.
You should have just said Delaware.
You want more?
We've got Bill and Ted, and we've got Dead Poet Society, and that's about all we got going for us.
All right. Simon, we got other movies that are that were not filmed in Delaware. Let's what do we got, dude?
So let's get right into Rate That Film. You guys are going to rate the movie based on Rotten Tomatoes and tell me which one is the highest rated on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, don't ask me what Rotten Tomatoes is about because I have no idea.
That's the little things that show up in my Plex ranking, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, just yeah.
What happened when you leave fruit in a drawer for too long, they become rotten?
Rotten.
Is that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon's not old enough.
I know Simon's seen at least.
And they turn into tomatoes.
There you go. I'm sure Simon's seen at least one of these, right?
We're not doing that. You've seen one of these, right? I thought that was such a fun game. Like making it rate and which one did you watch?
You guys will have to guess if I've seen it or not.
What did I say?
We have another. Okay.
I thought you were saying seven.
No.
So, Alex, rate them. Which one's 1, 2, and 3?
I'm a big Marvel fan, so I'm going to give that one number one. I'm not a Star Trekkie, so I'm going to give it number three. And I have no idea. I've never seen the Captain Phillips movie, even though it's Tom Hanks. And yeah, but I'm going to say 1, 2, 3 in order. That'd be too easy, so I'm sure I'm wrong.
Connor, Captain Crunch, what's your?
Here's what I'm saying. I think the Marvel movie is absolutely going to be one. So Captain America's number one. I think I liked Captain Phillips the most, but I don't think the Rotten Tomato crowd would have liked that the most. So I'm going to say 2 is Star Trek and 3 is Captain Phillips.
So we have in the chat, we have Phil saying Captain Phillips is number one, and he's our media guy. So he knows a little bit about this stuff. Plus, he may or may not have had a hand in creating some of the graphics with Juan, so I don't know. We got Kerry Wagner.
Insider trading.
Yeah, right? We got Kerry Wagner saying...
Captain the Star Trek.
Dude, I don't... Captain Phillips last, Star Trek. Okay, Captain America, Star Trek, Captain Phillips. We got Creighton saying Captain Phillips number one.
Yeah.
Danny, say you, dude?
I do say Captain Phillips number one, only because it's very important to notice. This is the first Captain America, possibly the worst of the three. Therefore,
I think it was the worst.
I'm not saying it was bad. It was still the worst of the three. Winter Soldier and Civil War were bad.
I was going to say Winter Soldier was pretty solid.
Yeah. And Civil War,
I think, is one of the best Marvel movies, period.
There you go. But that's what I'm saying. Out of the three Captain Americas, it's...
Yeah.
You know, you guys have said Captain like 50 times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what I was just about to say.
All right, just chug your drink.
You know,
whatever beer.
I was trying to be responsible since I have a ridiculous amount of like liquor around here. So I was trying not to get a handle of Captain Morgan, and I'm starting to realize.
You just said Captain again, and I.
Yeah! Realizing I should have maybe gotten a handle instead of the small bottle. So.
All right. So I'm going to say C. Phillips, C. America, and then Star Trek.
With C. Kirk.
So, C. James T. Kirk.
Yeah, all right. So some of you may or may not know, I am kind of a Marvel fan. So I got my Iron Man, I got Batman, because, you know, it's not all Marvel. And I do have a Thor hammer back there. So, which was from one of the ninja events. I'm going to say, I haven't seen C. Phillips. I haven't seen Wilson Phillips. I haven't seen Ryan Phillippe. I'm going to go with... Shit, this is by rating, but this is popular rating, right?
Yeah, popularity.
I'm going to go with Captain America. Fuck. Then Phillips, then Star Trek Into the Darkness.
So that's where I went. 1, 2, 3. In order.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out then.
I think that's it.
Mostly so just because I want to be able to tell Bob Coppedge everything Star Wars sucks. Or Star Trek sucks.
So we're on.
Okay, I agree with Phil here. Okay, so I agree with Phil 100% here. Captain America, First Avenger, pretty good. The rest of them are just better.
Exactly, Phil. That's the point I was trying to make.
That is, and he did a lot of the graphics, so, you know.
All right, so we're all going with the fact that blank America is the highest one.
Can we do a drinking game when I said Keith says his daughter was on one of the shows? Can we make that? Keith, your daughter has become an honorary drinking game for the next Tech Bar, brother. When we do it in person, you got it, man. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Which one is it?
She was on two of them? All right.
So, you guys are all wrong because the lowest rated one was actually Captain America. The second highest rated one was Tom.
No, no, not correct.
The highest rated one was actually Star Trek Into the Darkness, 97%.
That is ridiculous. This is what's wrong. That is absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to drink just because I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, this is what's wrong with America. I thought we weren't allowed to argue religion on here. And here you guys are putting Star Trek up here.
I concur. I concur. All right, so... Oh, another Captain America. Did you just run out of Captain movies? Is that what happened?
Yeah, can that's you what stop happened. Saying?
Another Star Trek.
No, I'm enjoying it at this point.
So, we still got two more drinks.
I know. All right, so we got Captain America, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Star Trek. Are we doing hashtag free Johnny? Have you been watching the trial? Have any of you guys watched
it? I watched a couple
this?
Of them, and then Brittany sees me watching. She's like, why are you watching this?
It is funny. I'm like,
it is hilarious.
Like you have Johnny Depp's like attorneys that just stopped trying at this point, and you have Amber Heard's attorneys, which are basically the Wish version of legal professionals, and it is freaking awesome. Like, I absolutely love this shit. So I will say the stuff you find on TikTok and like the short clips on YouTube are much better than watching the live court because the live court is so damn slow. It is ridiculous. Yeah. All right, so See America, the Winter Soldier. Which introduced Bucky, right?
That is one. That introduced Bucky. No.
Didn't it?
No, he was in the first one. He just wasn't Winter Soldier yet.
Right, he wasn't Winter Soldier. Okay, I got you. Introduced the Winter Soldier. We got...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates.
Of the Caribbean.
Which one, though?
Curse of the Black Pearl.
The first one. Yeah, that one might be up there.
And then Star Trek. I think you're just fucking with me at
That's
this
the
point.
First
I can't
Star
read
Trek.
That.
That's the first Star Trek, right?
Yeah, the first.
Why? Because it's got this
guy's...
Wow,
this one's harder to rate, man.
The future begins.
Now, we have Marvel characters on two of the three movies here, so that's hard.
I know, man.
You got Gamora, you got, you know, Chris Evans. Mm-hmm. And isn't this guy a Chris, too? Isn't the Star Trek guy also a Chris?
Yep.
All right, so...
I think Steve has it right. I think Pirates is
Pine,
the first.
Chris Pine.
I like the Star Trek movies. What's up, Bags? I don't know if it's Bags or Amy. I'm pretty sure that's Bags.
I'm gonna say Pirates of the Caribbean is number one here. I really think that's accurate.
Man, that's tough.
That freaking blew up, man. That was like
it was so good. Hello, Bop it.
I mean, and if anybody knows like a sea captain, it would be Alex, right? Like he's de facto like. You know,
this is
I feel like this is when Johnny Depp wasn't like crazy and off the rails. He was still cool and entertaining, and everybody loved him.
He was cool. Like, he wasn't like you got a nice head, looks like a nice face for a shovel to swing at, or whatever secret window was. I know I butchered it. It's okay. It's fine. All right. So Pirates is your first. What's your second and third, Alex?
I'm gonna go against my best guess and say Pirates, Star Trek, and then some Marvel.
Oof.
And it makes me sad because I'm a huge Bucky Barnes fan. My previous
right
my previous Star Wars out or my previous Halloween outfit was Bucky Barnes. I have the shirt and everything.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, and
that,
so
see,
it makes
that's
me sad
worth,
to,
like
to
making a silver
that.
Arm for it, right? Yeah. Like that's just badass.
Well, I mean, you can buy it on
Amazon. There you go, Chris Pine, who was also also in what was it with
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. There you go. So he's DC. Yeah. All right, Zachary Quinto, which, you know, was... What was it? Heroes?
Heroes.
Yep.
Siler,
yeah. One of the better bad guys. Connor, what do you say?
It is really bad that I know all these things.
No, because you like TV.
And movies.
No, but you like TV. All right, yeah, it's Bags. What's up, Bags? Hey, welcome to the show, brother. Appreciate you. All right, Connor, Captain Crunch, what say you, bro?
Captain Crunch says... we said it too many times already. I'm going to go with exactly what Alex put, actually. Pirates, Star Trek, and then the Winter Soldier.
Thank you for not including the headline on that one.
And I think Tim Golden says it best. Well, it's obvious. This is the captain show, and we need to drink for that. Heroes was awesome the first two seasons. I agree with that 100%.
I've actually seen Heroes, so yeah.
Wow, that's pretty old.
Like, that's why he nodded at me when I said Siler. Yeah. I said Siler. He's like...
See, I like it because the Chinese guy, I can't remember the guy's name. I know he's a main character. I just can't remember his freaking name.
I can't even.
It's been forever.
Save the world.
It was Hero, right? It was Hero something?
I think so.
Hero. So he's on Scrubs, and I'm rewatching Scrubs, which I love. So, you know, whatever. Right. Yes, Dustin, I did finally fix my computer. We got the audio going better. You can go back to your fax porn. All right. Yeah, there you go. Phil says, Ito. There you go.
Ito.
Yeah, it was good for two seasons, and like Phil says, it went on for five more seasons. And then it had the reboot, which was freaking horrible.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, what say you, bro?
I'm going to say, man. Oh man, Pirates, America, Star Trek.
Everybody's sold on Pirates being first. Are you gonna buck the trend, Ray?
See, the thing is, Pirates has to be first. It was because remember, this is not a movie that had like a background of like comic books. It had a background on a TV show. This was a freaking Disney ride. Yeah. But Disney was like, we're gonna make a freaking movie because we're cool like that, and. It freaking exploded. So Pirates is deserving of place one. I prefer Captain America Winter Soldier, but I understand Pirates has its place. I get that.
Fleming,
I'm going to go Pirates, Captain, Star Trek. That's my plan here.
Ray, you need to keep an account for just Ray. How many times does Ray say Captain tonight?
I think Star Trek.
Because
it was the first Star Trek.
I may be doing it on purpose.
Listen, that was the first Star Trek movie in... years when it came out.
Years.
Yes.
That might be up there too.
That's true.
The problem. And how was it received? I think it was received pretty well.
It was the first one with the new modern technology outside of, you know, it was the first modern Star Wars.
So like now they're doing the prequels to the Kirk series, right?
Yeah.
And so the prequels, it's staying in timeline. Like this Star Trek series completely rewrote the storyline.
Yeah, and made every other movie obsolete because it never happened.
Which is fine. If Spock's not talking to whales in the water that are singing back to him, I'm okay with it.
That was an amazing movie.
That
was a good one.
You talk about Free Willy Star
the
Trek?
Journey actually, Home I'm not sure we can be free. Voyage Home?
Yeah.
Voyage Home was amazing.
Simon has no idea what we're talking about right now.
Nuclear Vessel.
I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean. That's like one of my favorite series of all time.
Hello, boy.
Wait, have you seen Free Willy? All right.
Moving
Simon,
on. Moving on.
All right. What is it? What's the scores? What are the scores?
I'm up to 237 captains.
Oh, Simon, we got a bet over here.
What did you say, Ray?
I said Pirates, Captain America, Star Trek.
Ray, we've got a bet going on here, though.
What's that?
Read the chat.
Which one?
Star Trek is number three. I'm willing to bet my beard.
Where's the dad?
Oh, shit. Oh shit! Okay,
like, that's throwing.
Which
down
is fine
right
with
there.
Me because the new dev that Araldo hired looks very similar to Araldo. So if one of them shaves his beard, I'm okay with this.
Wait a minute, I'm very confused. Like, what are we betting my beard on?
We're betting Araldo's beard on something.
Oh, he's betting and it against
beard.
Danny.
That's the problem. It's my beard.
No. He says I'm willing to bet my beard versus Danny.
Oh, yeah. Versus
Star
Danny's
Trek
page.
Is number three. Do you agree Star Trek is number three?
I said Star Trek number three. I'm saying the same thing everybody else is. Pirates, America, Star Trek. My thing is I wouldn't
think we need to go watch
Star
the recording.
Comes...
I think he changed it up on us.
I think he did. Run the tape back.
Yeah. Right back. Yeah, I'm telling you, I did it.
Who are we going to say that to, Simon? That's you.
Oh, that is my job. Fuck.
Araldo, what are you saying something different than Pirates, America, Star Trek? Oh, you said Star Trek was up there, my dude. That's what he says.
Ray, you said.
I said I wouldn't be surprised if Star Trek is up there.
I don't know. I'm going to lock in the vote. I'm going to lock in. Danny says Star Trek's number one versus Araldo's beard. Go ahead, Simon. Let's see what the
outcome is. So clearly, we don't know shit about Rotten Tomatoes because Pirates of the Caribbean was third.
What?
Wow.
Then we have Star Trek at
80%.
Oh, we're all 100%.
All right. Goodbye, beard.
Yeah,
Araldo's losing his beard.
I say you're both shaving your beard. I don't know.
I feel like you both have to shave them because there was some there's some confusion. Nobody's sure. Like,
I'll shave my beard.
Can Connor grow a beard? Is that an option?
Come back for Tech Bar 2045, where Connor grows a beard.
Yeah. Hey, I have 4 facial hairs. I'll shave all of them.
I'm in the same boat, Connor, so yeah, I feel
exactly.
Your
point. Clean shaven. That's how people like it, Simon.
One of these tech bars, we're going to have an episode to teach Simon and Connor how to shave.
I'm just saying. Please.
I feel like that should be Simon's dad should teach him how to shave. Where's Tony?
Tony's non-existent.
But
Tony will be here tomorrow for
you should ask Tony about the time he shaved his head, though.
Captain.
Tony shaved his head?
Oh, long time. But yes, you should ask Tony about the time he shaved his head.
By the way, I said it.
We've actually been spending quality time with the MSP Dispatch. So, Keith, I've been spending my time with Tony. I've been learning a lot about him. He's a great father. He's not with me, but he's a great father with his extra kids.
But you didn't learn that he shaved his head, so.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Apparently, it's not a pretty nugget.
So, next up, Solo, a Star Wars story. Captain Marvel, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Captain Marvel, number one.
Oh, my God.
Steven, the answer is no. You cannot shave your beard, dude. Your beard is glorious. I call it no.
Captain Marvel,
Connor says if there's
one.
An OIT.
I'm just saying.
Connor's going to come out to the OIT cruise, and I think that's only because he has the freaking lifesavers. The
life jacket. Lifesavers are candy, right?
No, okay, hold on. Remember, I'm Cuban, so in Spanish, se llama salvavida, which is lifesaver. Okay. That's the direct translation. Mm, I was struggling to say it in English. So Danny, back me up. You speak Spanish.
He's not lying.
Thank you. All right.
I do speak Spanish.
All right. So, I don't know if you've been right or wrong up to now. Why don't we just go with you, Alex? What say you do?
Marvel Pirates Solo.
Ooh.
Marvel checked all the boxes for the politics. We're not allowed to talk about politics, but it checks a lot of boxes, and it was a huge hit. Solo angered all the Star Wars people. I think that's an upside down one. That's where I'm going.
I don't know. I Rogue One and Solo were good movies. Rogue One was fantastic. It was the best of the reboots.
Amazing.
I know.
All these movies.
But okay, but so they talked about this with Serenity, right? Like when they rebooted, when Firefly and Joss Whedon made the movie Serenity, and it was eight or nine years later. They said the same thing. They wanted to make a story that for people that hadn't seen Firefly, they had to attract new people, but they wanted to be respectful to the people that were fans and give them what they wanted. So they were in this catch-22. And at the end of the day, they made Serenity to be more for the original fans than for new people. And they said, fuck it. If we're only getting it one shot, we're going to do the thing for the fans.
You know what's funny?
And it flopped. I think all the Star Wars reboots had the exact same problem.
Well, here's the thing. Serenity, I never watched Firefly before. And I watched Serenity, like, that was the first thing I watched. And I liked it.
It was a good movie.
It was just a great Firefly fan.
Yeah,
actually,
it made me
appreciate it more once. Then I went back and watched the only 13 episodes.
Did you watch the on-air order, or did you watch the proper order for Firefly?
The way that it came out first. Which was another thing. Like, I heard that they made the pilot episode, like, what was supposed to be the fourth episode that made no sense.
They made the pilot episode, the final one, the Bordello, was meant to be originally the pilot episode. And Fox screwed it all up. It was so bad. Yeah, it was rough.
Interesting.
All right, so back to Solo. I like Solo. You're a Star Wars fan. Did you like Solo?
I did. It was like a Star Wars heist, like bank robbery, which is fine.
Yep. Okay, yeah, and it had the Mother of Dragons.
They had Rogue One, which is like an espionage.
And we had the guy from Cheers. I forgot. What was his name in Cheers? Woody? No, Woody Harrelson's his real
name. Yeah, yeah, Woody Harrelson. Cheers? His name was also Woody in Cheers.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
It was easy that way.
Yeah.
It made it easier for him.
There's certain actors, they do that so they just don't forget. So I can see
Woody Harrelson. So when somebody says your name on the show, they don't go, oh, who are they talking about? I don't even understand. Yeah.
See, I knew Kerry Wagner was one of the good guys. He says, I made him cry because Firefly was epic. It is one of my favorite. It is probably one of my favorite TV show. Top three, for sure. It's, probably top two.
I've seen so many times. I can basically repeat the whole thing for you.
Oh yeah, between that and Scrubs, I drive my wife nuts. We're rewatching Scrubs now for like the 19th time, and I'm calling out dialogue before they say it, and she's just not happy. All right, so you say Marvel Pirates Solo? Is that your order, Alex?
Yeah, I don't know the Pirates movie, so I'm not sure which one's which and whether this one was a good one or a bad one, but I'm going to go with that.
You know, it's the one where the guy drinks too much and he has good intentions and makes a mistake and then...
Are we out of rum?
That was the third one.
That was all of them.
Yeah. If it was the third one, it may... I don't know. I think they got worse as they went along, so now I'm not sure.
It ended the original trilogy, and then they made two
That's true.
Movies. Yeah.
It's too much.
All right.
I'll bet it's the other way. I'll bet it's Marvel solo Pirates. But I don't know the Pirates.
Okay, are you going that? Were you locking that in? Marvel solo Pirates?
I'll lock that in. Marvel solo Pirates.
Danny, I'll let you go first.
First of all, can we just say, based on all the movies that we've seen so far, Disney's a real winner?
Yeah, right?
I mean, can we just say that before I proceed? All right, so I'm going to go with Marvel, Pirates solo. Marvel Pirates solo.
Now you're going to second guess it myself, damn it.
Yeah. All right, Captain Crunch, what say you, bro?
I'm gonna throw a wrench into this. I'm gonna say solo Marvel Pirates. I really like Solo. I like Solo.
I'll bet you your life vest.
I would literally bet my.
You know, I like that. Solo too.
The amount of super diehard Star Wars fans is about this much, and I think the people at large liked Solo.
I'm drinking out of an R2-D2 koozie, and I promise you. That is wrong. I'll bet my R2-D2 koozie against
but
your
life
vest.
But you're a super fan. You're part of the small percent. You're a super fan.
All right.
Alex, are you with me on betting on shaving our beards? If that is correct, in that specific.
Oh, dude, I'll shave my beard and my ass if that's correct.
I will shave my beard.
If it's solo Marvel Pirates, you will shave your beard?
Yep.
Yep.
It's not going to be.
Shit. Okay, this is on recorded. At this point, I want to be. I'm going to say solo Pirates Marvel. I liked Pirates. Well, I'm not shaving shit.
They're going to shave their beards if it's solo Marvel Pirates.
But if Solo's not first, we're going to shave your head, so it's okay.
I did that for wrestling when I was in high school, and I have this Jason Voorhees looking skull. Yeah, it is not a pretty thing. It's not pretty.
It made no sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big dude. I got a pretty face. Let me keep this, please. Don't fuck this up.
So modest.
Please.
About it.
All right. I know my strengths. All right. I'm going solo Pirates Marvel. Or what do we got, Simon? Rip off the Band-Aid.
So Pirates was number third with 44%.
Fuck.
No. The beard is on the line.
Ooh. We already know this one.
If Solo is first, beard's on the line, right?
It'll come right off.
If Solo's first.
Unlike Connor, I can grow it back.
I think it's here. We'll all be together. I'm just saying.
Oh, we're going to do this on camera. We're going to.
We got to shave it live or something?
Solo is actually second. And then Captain Marvel was.
Oh, it's what I called. It's what I called.
That is such bullshit.
That's what I called.
Marvel was entertaining, but it wasn't like. I don't think it was even
but
top
again,
15 of the Marvel.
But again, Disney's a real winner here. Let's be real.
Yeah. Simon, I think we need to do another drink because I'm getting kind of tired. Tired? Pineapple.
You getting kind of tired, right?
Is that our safe word? Pineapple?
Okay. All right.
Do you have another recipe?
We have three recipes. I don't know if we're going to make it through, but.
We're only.
So we're we made. The... So just so you know, the hair I was looking for is not sold on Amazon. We had to make these from. But you guys want to guess what the hair is supposed to be?
Goku.
I mean.
It's supposed to be
that
Goku,
may or not,
is it
not? Yeah,
that may or may not have been what was on Amazon when I purchased these.
That was the first thing that we purchased, but what it's supposed to be.
Three glasses, three ice.
Now, we'll give you a hint. We're doing a drink from the islands called Hurricane.
This actually looks really good, whatever drink this is.
Right?
Oh, make it bigger. Oh, you need
those. I'm feeling like it's going to be sweet again.
Yeah.
Just get rid of the passion fruit. Fill that with soda water or something.
See, I don't know. Yes, there you go.
Somebody guessed it.
Ashley got it.
So what you guys don't
he
know.
He got it.
Island boys.
Ray and Danny came from Cuba. And there were some island boys.
You gonna rock it, Danny?
Yeah.
I don't know how the song goes, though. I just know, like, the island.
I don't know.
I'm an island boy, and I'm an island boy.
I'm starting out of the sun. I'm an island boy.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've never seen viewership go down to zero that quickly.
And they're gone.
Keith, that is not cool, dude, saying my head is too small again. That is not cool, brother. All right, Simon, this has a lot of this has a lot of fucking ingredients.
One fluid ounce, that means two.
No, I need all of this shit, Danny.
I need
the passion fruit. I need the...
Grenadine
we have. See, we have the ingredients here.
Passion fruit?
Oh, damn, we got a big-ass passion fruit.
Wait, no. They're not sponsoring, so they don't.
No, they're not sponsoring. Screw those guys. Maybe we should have thought of like some interlude while we make these freaking drinks because they're.
I feel
a little...
like you should have a Life Cycle Insight shot glass around there and just be doing shots of liquor. Right? It would make it easier.
So I have them at home. I need you guys to send me more for here because we have multiple studios here at Tech Bar Studios, sir.
I didn't realize you were that fancy, right?
That's how we do.
I have. I'll bring my life cycle shot glasses to IT Nation Security.
I won't.
There you go. So we're doing
shots for you. In my absence.
We'll take shots for you.
Get Marnie to take one.
Marnie will be there.
Oh yeah. No, she won't be there either. Sorry. She'll be in right. In Dallas. You can get her to do one in Dallas.
Okay.
Oh.
Did anybody catch that? Please tell me you guys caught that.
You're in a window like this big. We need to rewind again.
No, I may or may not have been
trying to pour with the cap on.
Yeah, this is what we needed the whole time.
I need speed pourers, is what I need.
You're on Zoom here, like we can see what you're doing.
We should just like premix this.
Yeah, right. Like we really should have.
I feel like you work at one of those bars that measures everything. Hey,
but I need the ingredients. Hey,
ingredients. We don't need to see us. Why did you do this? Damn it.
I'm giving the people what they want.
I need the orange juice. Orange juice.
They want to see the island boys make drinks.
Danny, why don't you sing while I'm doing this, man?
Because I'm an island boy.
Okay, that's why you're not singing. I got you.
That's a good reason. Yeah, we should not
the
do
rest
that.
Of the word.
So what's your favorite drink, Alex, while we're doing this?
You know, lately it's been Deep Eddie's Lemon and Club Soda.
Is Deep Eddie's, like, what is that? Like a spice drink or what is it?
That's a lemon. It's a tart lemon vodka, yeah.
Ooh. It's delicious. Okay. It is delicious, right?
It's good stuff, and I'm trying to keep away from all the soda and all the fat kid stuff. So, you know, a little.
Well,
vodka,
you got a wedding coming up, so. When are you actually getting married, dude?
Yeah, we haven't set a date. We've been engaged like 5 years. I don't know. We'll get around.
You've been engaged like for as long as I've known you.
Well, you know, that's only been 4 years. So. I was engaged a year before that.
Let's see here.
We're working it out. So we got a wrench in the works.
Oh,
we'll say yeah, that's fair. That's
it's,
fair.
It's not. Lime I'm just age. Using it as an excuse. But
Lime age. It's right here.
Peach Deep Eddie. I haven't tried peach. I have some lime, and I don't recommend it. It tastes like, I don't know, really bad chemicals. It does.
Okay. Right.
Deep Eddie's you're lemon a fucking vodka mess lemonade.
It doesn't
try that. Try that, Alex.
I just do it with iced tea, and then you get an Arnold Palmer, and you're good to go.
It makes sense. Makes sense.
But club soda is the easy route.
Oh, you got the cherries, right?
Yeah. All right. What about you, Captain Crunch? What's your favorite drink here?
I got two of them, and it is a mojito, just a regular old mojito. Actually, okay. This is contrary to the majority opinion. I like the mint. I like the mint in the mojito.
I don't mind mint. I'm just not a mojito fan.
That is our island boy drink.
I know. I like a Cuba Libre more than I like a freaking mojito. I'm sorry.
And
my problem with that is you have muddled mint, and you basically have what comes across as like grass out of the bottom side of the lawnmower in your drink. And it's way a texture thing that I'm not okay with. But mojitos, they're good. But when I get grass in my teeth, I'm not happy.
You just got to move the straw up and down, Alex.
Right, okay.
So and then my second right. is in
so we've
traditional
made these
old fashioned.
Hurricanes.
Old yeah. fashioned.
Well, you like old fashioned since I hooked you on like that. A hurricane. I feel like I'm to blame or slash thank for you liking old fashions.
Ray, you tried to get me hooked on tequila shots, and it just did the opposite.
If I remember correctly, you did get hooked on tequila shots, sir.
There were a few, for sure. No more. No mas.
Oh, Connor, we're going to have some good tequila shots when we get
Yes,
tequila
we are.
Shots were the night right. I fell asleep in the hotel lobby, I'm just saying.
Do we have that picture, Simon? When he was,
I feel like it's around somewhere.
He got slagled and he fell asleep in the hotel lobby?
I didn't actually get slagled. Because
well,
I got
Slagle's taken on a new meeting at this point.
Right. And I wasn't that bad. But I did get up at 4:30 in the morning to fly down there to work all day from my hotel room so that I could be there when you guys got in the afternoon.
That is true.
And by 1:30 in the morning, I needed a nap. And I might have been inebriated at the time, significantly.
I mean,
which always makes you want a nap sooner.
Sometimes
so
you,
I get it.
You know, you play drunk chess in the hotel at 4 in the morning, and sometimes you need a nap in the hotel at 4
I
in the
feel
morning.
Like there are.
People, I get it.
I feel like there are people out there who are mad about the fact that I was able to fall asleep in a hotel lobby because they struggle to sleep, and I understand it's real. Just, I'm sorry that I'm better at it than you. Don't be mad.
It's fine. You know, some of us, you know, we fall asleep anywhere.
It was
some
a pretty
of us
good nap.
We'll try to urinate in their dresser.
You
others
looked
will fall
happy.
Asleep and cut up with their dog
Simon,
in the closet.
Where's that picture with him
it
in the hotel?
That's what I'm...
Yeah, Simon's trying to figure
right.
shit out.
You never
right.
asked Simon what his favorite drink was.
Well, I assume it's
juice Simon's box. Favorite drink has to it's be a juice box. It's always hugs. A juice box.
You know when you go to the
raspberry hugs.
You know how we were talking about you playing soccer and then they give the Capri Suns with the hot dogs after? Has to be a Capri Sun.
Keith says, Alex, don't complain. If I come to town, Ray leaves town. And that's kind of funny because I told Ray I was going to be in town. So Ray, so I told him.
And I was already in town. That's the worst part. That's not even like, I felt bad.
I told him I was going to be in town. He's like, oh, it's only 3 hours away from me. So I'll get tickets and go up there. And then he blows me off for the whole week.
I listen, what? So, but I went with my family. What happened was, and I just did this to Kelvin. I just did this to Kelvin and Jason too. So don't feel bad. It's not just you.
I don't really care about them. I take it personal.
I love you, dude. Look, at this point, I have to go to DattoCon because I have showed up to way too many people. I have to go. Like this is not a thing anymore. So
hey, that's in my backyard.
But to be fair, I planned so. So Alex says he's going to Orlando at this time, and I'm like, all right, let me plan a family trip. I'll go with family. You were there, and I'm like, okay, let me go with family.
So you decided to hang out with him instead of me. I see how it is.
Well, we rented a house together, and so, you know, because we're island boys. And so we were there, and
we literally were, we had a house with the same pool and jacuzzi that they were doing the video.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what happened was, you know how it is. We got wives and kids and cousins and stuff. And it was very difficult to get away. So I apologize. I will make up for it. I told Kelvin and Jason, they're coming from Ingram Micro, the conference next week. And I'm like, I'll go. We'll meet up. We'll do a live tech bar in person. They're coming to Miami. Again, no excuse, right? I didn't realize we have a Disney trip planned. We're leaving next Wednesday. So my bad.
So Connor's not good at, Simon's not good at managing your schedule. Is what you're telling
me. But that's not his job anymore. We just hired a new person.
We just hired somebody that could actually do that job.
So new Simon is not good at this either.
New Simon is taking over because old Simon sucked at this job. So new Simon just booked my hotel for IT Nation Secure. I was almost homeless.
Did
so,
I just hear
you know.
Simon laughing in the background while he was muted on here?
No, there's ghosts in the IT studios.
All right, before we continue, we got to do this.
We have a captain.
Wait a minute. What? We got to do this.
I said captain.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What happened to my lime? That's not bad.
It's delicious.
I would do this the rest
of
the night.
Honestly, all these drinks make me want to be at the beach right now.
Yeah. This was a lot of work, but I'm digging this. Okay.
All right. Put a cup down. We got to do this for all the fans. See if anybody gets it.
Put a cup down. It's like put a finger down.
Like this. I'm going to need you to go like this. Connect. Get with pop culture, man.
I have a tattoo. Look.
Phil, if you saw that, you better screenshot
it. Hold on, I can put you on camera. Hold on.
Oh, I'm really confused by what Simon's doing.
Oh, how did you not think of that? Simon?
I did. Hold on. Look.
I feel like Simon's trying to take his ankle bracelet off.
He is. He really is.
I don't know what was going on over there, but
he's under OIT arrest. He has to stay at the office.
Okay, first we want to show that we used to be Super Saiyans as well.
Super Saiyans.
I'm too old for this.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Super Saiyan is?
Dragon Ball, you know what it is, right? If this was Voltron or Thundercats, I'd be with you.
His power level's over 9,000.
I didn't watch that. Geo watches.
You don't get that?
You don't watch TV with your son, even if
not when he watches crap shows. No, I watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. You want to do the hot dog song? I'm down. I got it.
I will be totally honest. I've never seen any of the Dragon Balls apart from the ones I saw when I was a kid. Having said that, I still knew what that was.
Who's the one that runs like this with the arm with the arms back? They go like this.
They just can't have nice things, right?
That's not Rudy.
Listen, don't judge me, okay? This is a light. Don't judge me.
That's it. That's a completely, completely different series.
It really is.
Oh wait, aren't we gonna show Simon's ink?
Yeah, come here, Simon. I can show your ink over here.
That commemorates Dragon Ball.
Wait, I need to change the camera around.
Goku and Vegeta.
I don't know how to change the camera around.
Why don't you point it at him with that?
I mean, I can just
hold it. And then you can see it here, though.
That is fair. Here.
talk about drunk tattoos.
Hold on. Let me get you big here. That is not the one. Hold on. There you go. This is Simon's legitimate tattoo.
Guys, that is not his arm. That is literally his calf.
You know, yeah,
to give you an idea of how Simon is.
I need to hit legs more often.
Yeah, Simon skips leg day.
Simon skips leg day.
Yeah. Man.
You can tell he's from Florida because he has like the legs of a chicken.
I mean, I thought he was going to get a job at Gradient because he looks like a flamingo.
He's got the legs of a US chicken, dude.
Try walking in 95 degree weather, humidity.
Where?
It's not going to happen.
Key West chicken. That's your new name.
Hey, Key West chickens are dangerous. I will tell you, I went to Key West for bike week and we rented mopeds. And so it's bike week, so we're all like, there's like 15 of us on mopeds, and you know, I'm doing the because you know, it's bike week, right? And so I'm rolling up to these like bikers, all these big ass hogs, and like they're all badass looking, these pimped out bikes, and I'm like, and we're just having fun. But a chicken ran me off the frickin' road in Key West.
Okay, he has more rights than you do down there.
That was Simon.
I mean, that's true.
Dude, this mother clucker, like, he went a beeline for me, and I tried to, like, get away from him, and I ran into a hedge. It was a bad thing. It wasn't pretty, dude. It was rough.
What we were talking about earlier.
There it is. That was a comfy chair.
Ooh, but with the feet like you're meditating. That?
What do you think he's drinking about, or dreaming about?
Drinking about. You good, bro?
Dude, I'm going to say, the next morning when I woke up, I was in my hotel room. And I woke up and I went, I better look around and make sure I'm actually in the room with my stuff, because I don't remember getting up and walking back to my hotel room. So it's a good thing it ended that well. Yeah. Oh, look.
I mean, it could have been worse. You could have showed up in like you could have woke up in a Whole Foods that was under construction. I mean, I'm just saying. You know.
It could have happened. But see,
honestly, Alex, I got to give you props to like sleep with your legs up like that, not even laying.
That would have hurt my hips.
I feel like you didn't cramp up or anything. When you woke up, you're like, you didn't get stiff or anything?
I was good.
Dude, that's good. Awesome. Huh. So Steven says, room, try so messing with hurt. A Canadian remember. Goose.
Right.
Heisenberg looking ass damn is, oh shit, Jason's in the chat. Jason says that bottle of Jack never got finished. Actually, Simon, on my bar, the bottle of Jack is there. I brought the Connor, do you remember that? Behind the Lincoln Park bobblehead, dude.
I do remember that. I remember the 4
while he's getting that, I have to tell you guys the Canadian Goose story. So sometime between... Nice.
This is from Right a Boom with Jason and Connor.
Sometime between running a training department for Dell Tech Support and owning an MSP, I had some miscellaneous jobs that I had to work out a non-compete clause and some other stuff, and I was filling vending machines. I'm literally driving a vending machine truck, putting sodas in vending machines, this kind of stuff. And I come back one day and I'm just in the break room there where everybody's kind of finishing up their day. And one of our guys comes in. He's like, you won't freaking believe what happened to me. And then all of a sudden out of the manager's office, you hear him yell, Travis, get in here. And Travis goes in there. We shut the door. And all you hear is the supervisor just ripping shit into him, right? And he's like, what the hell did I hear about you kicked a goose on your route today? And Travis goes, all right, let me tell you the story. And Connor, this will mean something.
What happened was...
He's filling the vending machines at Winterthur, which is an old DuPont property now like a garden museum kind of thing. And he's filling the vending machines there that the people who do the lawn and all the gardening and stuff use. And he walks back to his truck, and a goose chases him across the lawn. And he jumps up in the back of a box truck, and the goose jumped in the truck with him. So he drop kicked the goose out of the truck, and somebody called and complained. It abused a goose. He's like, what did you want me to do? It was in my truck.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, you know, you're putting between a rock and a goose place. I get it.
He drop kicked a goose out of a box truck.
A rock and a goose place, for sure.
It happens. I mean, it's either goose or goots. You know, it's kill or be killed.
I don't think goots would have flown as far.
No, goots would not have taken off the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Simon, we have a game coming up, do we not?
Yeah, so seeing as we're all captains... And we're all going fishing. We're going to go ahead and go play our new game. Last week, we had Shoot That Simon. This week, we have...
Oh, too slow.
So, we have rings for... Are we missing one?
We are, but he wasn't fast enough.
Yeah. Simon's just there and watching the graphic. We're like, we need rings, bro. So, we have these fruit rings. Oh, no, you're the one that's backwards. All right. We have these fruit rings for Catch That Simon. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So, we have Simon that we're going to catch... And remember, I just want to put it out there. Some of us got the perfect shot last week, or last episode.
Guys, that was actually Photoshop. Phil, good job.
It was live. You could not Photoshop that.
Did that.
And as always, please, plus one in the chat if you think that I deserve a raise. But we are safe at the tech bar. So, as Michelle always says, safety first.
Alex says, have you ever questioned your life choices? So,
my question was just being here. I mean, I'd feel terrible for Simon.
Yeah. So,
the things he has to do
because the hat makes it more difficult. Do you not?
I'm sure it adds a level of difficulty.
You have to take the hat off.
Island boy look?
Yeah, you can put the island boy. I think that would help. I think that would be helpful.
We need Island Simon.
Because he's an Island Simon. And he's going to get thrown at. I'll let you go first since I got the perfect shot last time.
I know, and I
you
feel
can
like
stand
I got...
up if you want to. This feels like something will be easier standing up. You got close. All right.
Let's see. Whoever makes it, the other person has a drink.
All right. Oh!
Ah, this hurts.
Wait, you can't like aim.
You can't. This ain't football. You can't try to header.
You ready? Oh wait, that's my turn. He went first.
I know. You're up.
Hold on. Ray cuts my check.
Oh, nice try. Trying to help the boss. I swear. Now you're gonna move out of the way on me.
Okay, first one to make it wins.
Oh! Wait. Let me for the comeback. Hold on for the comeback.
Redemption.
Oh, Danny, you win. That was fair awesome. And square. All right.
Now, Ray, you have to drink the whole bottle of Cap.
We're almost done. We're like...
He's like, okay.
Yeah, I have to. Oh, no. Yeah, I mean...
You know, Alex, I'm going to drink with you. That was a fun game.
Cheers. Alex, you don't have employees that go through this shit? I mean, you guys are a young startup company. I mean...
We barely have any employees. Nobody wants to work with me.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Tell him to come work in the Finn house.
Okay, Connor, you guys are the epitome of like Silicon Valley. You guys are all living in the same house.
Right. It's the
Well,
Facebook
not all
house,
anymore,
man.
But many of you. Like yes, you guys are doing stupid shit, right?
We have a lot of fun for sure, Ray.
Do you shoot bow and arrow at anybody? Like
we don't have a bow. No, we don't have a bow.
Oh, we can fix that. We'll be at IT Nation Security together. We'll fix that, dude.
I
got you.
I'll take
come. Come visit the booth for Shoot That Simon live at IT Nation Security.
I will make my way to your booth during booth hours just to do that.
We're going to have a Nerf
that
War.
That is awesome.
Isn't that what Ray mentioned in the Slack? Nerf War?
A Nerf War, yeah. Nerf. I mean, remember we did that 1 year. We did for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
The last work day of the year, we all did, I bought a bunch of like inflatable bunkers. I take credit because my wife thinks I'm crazy. Bought a bunch of inflatable bunkers and a bunch of inflatable shit, and we bought like $200 worth of Nerf guns. I mean, like the most overpowered, ridiculous, stupid shit ever. So much ammo is ridiculous, and we went nuts in the warehouse and recorded the whole thing, and it was a blast. I'm just saying.
Here's the secret, guys. If you go into a Nerf war, make sure you just have like a side handgun type of Nerf
gun. Oh, you want backup? You want a backup? You absolutely want a backup.
Because if you're out, you gotta make sure you get that last shot out.
So I think we have another game coming up that involves less damage to Simon. Here at the Tech Bar,
we'll see.
Alex, you've seen this before. We've done Florida, not Florida. I that is one of my favorite segments. do you have any favorite Florida man stories, Alex?
Hits home with you, doesn't it?
It does.
So let's do the whole island.
My favorite is the guy who's literally got the trash can turned over and he's like tucking an alligator in it, and then
yes, is that not cool?
And dumps it in the pond. Yeah, that's my favorite Florida man story.
And that was not Tony Francisco.
No. I can tell you my favorite Tony Francisco story though.
He was wearing flip flops. Is that not amazing?
And his girl's like filming the whole thing. Like, hey, I'm on my phone. Yeah. We'll just check this out. I want to catch him losing an arm. To an alligator on film.
Dude was bad. I saw one yesterday where an alligator was on top of a floaty in the Everglades. Like, there was a floaty, like a pool floaty, and he was just laying on top of the floaty.
Like, that's awesome.
If that's not Florida alligator, I don't know what the fuck is. All right, Simon, what do we got, dude?
All right, so we have Florida, not Florida. Rules are very simple. We're going to show a headline. You guys have to decide whether it happened in Florida or not Florida. And we do want the chat to participate.
Oh, Aroldo's smart. Aroldo's smart. He says, I need a Nerf knife. I don't know what kind of shit you do in Brazil, dude. All right. So we're not going to... between Dallin and Keith, we got freaking... All right. And Aaron Bolton of the upcoming 38 at 38 starting Aaron! To record next week. Fucking Danny's freaking love... Man, anyway. All right, so we got Florida, not Florida. We got man tries to leave strip club, crashes into house, runs himself over. Captain Crunch, what say you, man?
I'm going to say here's what happened. Here's what happened. Man goes to a strip club, gets a little drunk, leaves the strip club, crashes into his house. That's a very believable story here. The running himself over part. Is what I've had trouble with. But here we go. Here's what I think is plausible.
Because you assume he doesn't have a car because he's broke? Or because he doesn't have a driver's license? Why?
I think he runs into the house, forgets to put the car in park, runs into his house, and then the car drives over himself. So I'm going to say this is absolutely, absolutely Florida.
All right. Captain Obvious, what say you, man?
You know, I would say this is true, except... I heard about this kid Connor that this happened to in Delaware. Like he was leaving this place called Fairways with a one-armed stripper.
Yeah.
And he was headed back up to Newark. And so I say Delaware all the way. Sorry, this is not Florida.
It was a one leg.
This is not Florida.
Right, yeah, that's why Connor wears a really soft spongy vest now in case he runs into himself.
Oh, that's smart.
It's just life in different ways.
It all makes sense now. It all
leave it to Alex to uncover the truth.
In fact, I bet he had it on that night, and that's the only reason he survived unscathed.
That's the only reason I'm here with. Yeah,
Delaware. No, this is Delaware.
Obvious figured it out.
Oh, dude, and I like that. I like that, Aaron. I'm gonna need to make another one of these. Danny, you can go first. I'm really enjoying these, whatever these are.
All right, so I'm gonna do a little bit of a Connor here. I agree with everything he said, but here's the big kicker, guys. This is the big thing. What is just below park and above drive?
Neutral. No.
Reverse.
Well, yeah.
And
reverse.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he thought he put it in park. He actually put it in reverse and actually just ran himself over. And when he runs himself over, like, he tried to go out, and then he got run over by the passenger front tire. I'm speaking not of experience, I swear.
So,
but
Danny,
having said that, Florida.
For those that don't know, Danny has a tendency to overcomplicate absolutely everything.
This is absolutely ever been said, true.
Ever.
I noticed that by the second drink that had 47. I'm assuming that was Danny.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just wait till IT Nation. You'll see it in person, Alex.
Danny's going to be at IT Nation.
I don't know. I kind of just said that right now. I'm not entirely sure.
I know. So. We haven't spoke about it.
It's recorded.
But
though,
I have so many questions for Ray.
But now you have to be there, Danny. It's
on the tech bar.
Yeah, don't forget your life jacket. It could save your life.
I'll give you I'll let you use the life jacket for the week.
If Danny gets a life jacket before I get freaking Finn swag, I'm going to be so freaking pissed. All right. Who are we missing? Did everybody go?
You did.
I really wasn't paying attention.
You didn't go, Ray.
I'm making my hurricane, dude. Let's see. Steven says Canada.
We have
Texas was
if it was in Canada, he would have apologized to himself.
Yeah, he's like, sorry. Do they have strip clubs in Canada? I imagine it's a lot of like Canadian bacon and like.
No, they do have strip clubs in Canada. And let me tell you something: there's no $1 bill in Canada. There's no $2 bill in Canada. The cheapest thing that is a bill in Canada is $5. I know there's a Canadian out there.
That's expensive.
Loonies and toonies are coins. It's $5, so strippers make good money. Again.
See, I would love my next career toonie that I could tip with loonies because I would be doing loony toonies all night. All right, anyway. So John Haas says definitely Cali. I'm going to go with... Yeah, okay. See, here's the thing. You remember the ghost riding thing like back in the day where like you'd exit the car and let it walk right by it while it was driving? There were so many stupid Florida people. Yeah, like there were so many stupid Florida people that did this shit. I bet he left the strip club, and I don't know how you try to leave, but I bet he left the strip club. If he's in a car, he absolutely left. It wasn't a try thing. But besides the grammatical error, he left the strip club. He was talking to his friends in the parking lot, because when you leave a club, that's what you do, right? You drunk talk with your friends in the parking lot. And he said, let me show you something cool. He got in his Fiat, right? His 1985 Fiat. He starts ghost riding. He gets out, and it runs himself over, and it crashes into a house.
But Ray,
this is Florida.
The crashes into house comes before the runs over himself.
Let's not get hung up on the details.
Yeah, this is obviously grammatically incorrect. I'm going to go with this was written by a Florida person, and if it was written by a Florida person, facts don't matter. I'm going to go with Florida here, man.
Before you tell us, Disney, if you're watching. And that is your next 90%+ Rotten Tomato movie that he just explained to you.
Yeah.
Just remember where
Listen,
you came from.
Replace I'm Florida man. Replace Florida man with disgraced pirate captain.
Captain Island.
Captain Island boy.
And it's the
I tried to leave a strip club.
So, all right, where is it? All right. Where is it?
This story is actually did happen in Florida.
No. Where? What county? I think Aaron called it earlier. That's why.
It all happens in Polk County. But Aaron's Florida man, too.
Yeah, but then he says not Florida.
Yeah, when you're supporting the fine arts. You don't need singles. You need loonies, sir. You need loonies.
True. Hey, we're up.
You can't throw coins at them?
It's time for some holy crap.
In general, throwing coins at people is frowned upon. I'm just saying. All right, Simon, what do we got next, dude?
So, man steals a car, realizes a baby is in it, drops baby off safely, and makes his getaway. That's a responsible.
Okay, yeah, that is not I feel Florida. Like we've seen this before. I feel like this is not new.
No, we've done
this one before.
No.
We're going to have to call Sean, because I bet we've done this one before.
No.
I'm just saying, if I stole a car and there was a baby in it, I would certainly get rid of the baby because they cry, they make noise, they poop on themselves.
Dude,
I don't want any part of that.
If that baby dupes his diapers,
and I heard, isn't there like a formula shortage right now?
And then getaway car stinks. There's a formula shortage. You can't feed him. He doesn't like cheeseburgers. Yeah. Like, we're just incompatible. I'm going to let him go. So, Connor, I'm going to get Connor out of the car. I'm going to give him to the adult, and then I'm leaving.
Hey, You got to take Simon with me.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. When you take Connor and Simon out of the booster seat, do you take the booster seat out with it and leave the booster seat? Or do you take the booster seat?
I'm going to hurry. Like, you're going to find
out. Oh, you guys are dicks. Come on.
But the booster seat still smells like shit in your back seat, Alex. You got to take the booster
seat. I'm going to get you out of the seat before you poop it.
In all likelihood, the baby probably did something.
You're assuming the car was stolen and the kid immediately dookied. Like, right away. Right. He's like, oh, shit. Now, I like that Araldo says it's a responsible thief, not Brazil, because the Brazilian thief would have ransomed the kid too.
Like, oh, good.
Like, hey, yeah. Aaron says we have done this before. Aaron, as a podcast host on MMN, please do not support ransoming and kidnapping and thievery.
Maybe he just like knows Tony... we've done this question before.
Oh shit!
Keith, saying context matters.
He says this is the Tony Francisco Simon Escobar story.
This might be actual me telling my own story.
Plot twist: it was his own kid that he dropped off.
Right.
Bigger plot twist: he was actually not like 2 or 3; he was actually like 14, 15 years old.
In that case, just mistaken this was 110% Florida Tony story.
He went to the store for
this
some
is Florida the story of Tony. I got
and
you.
He's,
okay.
And he's not here to defend himself, so it must be true.
That's okay. He watches these after the fact, so it's all right. He'll see it. And he'll defend himself on Dispatch tomorrow. Captain Crunch, what say you, dude?
I got to say, I feel like this is way too common. I feel like this happens more often than we'd like to think. And it's not Florida, because it has to have happened somewhere else.
You got to understand this. Okay, we need a minute to digest this here. We have Keith says... Ray does not understand the circle of life. As a baby, you shit your pants, and as we age, we shit our pants. You just stop a few years in between. And I'm going to argue this because as a professional drinker, I will say, you don't always stop in between, sir. Not at all.
Ashley's with you, Ray. She says, y'all stop?
There you go. Exactly. Thank
even
you.
On the nights that I'm sleeping in a hotel lobby, I stop.
Danny, what say you, man? Is this Florida or not Florida?
I think the courtesy of dropping off the baby safely makes it not Florida.
Okay, here's the thing. So, little known fact about yours truly. I worked 10 years for the City of Miami Police Department in the 9/11 Center as a supervisor. And I had this exact incident happen at least 3 times. Where a car was taken from a gas station because a mom or a dad or somebody left the kid in the car. The car was stolen, and inevitably, the thief left the kid somewhere and then took off again. This has happened to me at least 3 times.
Is that why it makes you think that you've done it before?
No, I haven't done this.
No. I'm saying it's Florida, not Florida.
To everybody watching, I have never done this. Let
touché,
me be clear.
Sir,
he always checks the back seat before he steals a car.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously. And it's a pain in the ass because I go after like SUV, so there's a lot of back seat to check. And,
any
yeah,
real captain would do a full walk around to make sure that his vehicle is safe before he leaves.
Check,
absolutely.
Check the tire pressure and back seat for babies. Right.
I appreciate the shit out of John. I'm just saying.
No stowaways.
Shitting your pants as a service. All right, Simon, is this Florida? I say Florida.
That
Florida
software is a service, actually. That already exists.
Yeah. Shitting your pants.
So this is Tank Top Man, but it is not Tony Francisco. We didn't take a picture. He didn't get a picture.
That is not confirmed.
You cannot confirm that's not Tony.
This could be Tony with a tan. You don't know.
You don't know that.
That could be Tony with a tan. Wait. That's the only picture of Tony then.
Papa?
That's what I'm saying. This is not surprising to me at all. This is like standard fare for
Wait, Florida. How do you drop off the baby safe if you're like running with the baby?
Because you don't run, first of all, when you steal a car. That's weird. You steal the car and drive.
Yeah, but why was he holding the baby running? That's the part that
Because that's
like
where
confusing.
He left the baby off. You get out of the car, you leave the baby, and this asshole did not leave, or this nice guy did not leave the car seat in the car. He left the car seat with the
this
baby.
This nice guy that stole the car.
Yes, but if you've ever bought...
You know he got caught because of it.
So I have to say this is the only one on this show with kids right now. Simon, we don't know, but the rest of us, none of us have... Well, Simon is a kid. But as the only one on this show with kids right now, I will tell you, these car seats and shit are expensive, dude. Like, I almost want... Like, I have gap insurance. Give me the car seat back. Like, I'm just saying... Anyway, what do we got next, Simon?
All right, next up we have Creep busted for breaking into woman's home and watching her sleep.
Which one?
Okay, it was only once, and she agreed to marry me afterwards, so...
And they've been engaged for the last half decade.
And they've been happy ever since.
Right.
That's the love story right there.
Except occasionally when the chloroform wears off. But
the Alex Farley story.
Disney, I'll sell you that. Yeah.
There you go. Disney, another winner right there.
Yep, yep. I feel like this happens in every state.
Ashley sounds romantic as fuck.
You know, it's the only way I roll. So... I feel like this happens in every state, but Simon probably picked the wrong one, and it's not going to be a Florida story. So I'm going to say not Florida. I feel like there's at least 50 of these that you can pick from. Just saying.
Simon or Connor, do you have a girlfriend? Tim wants to know. I don't know why he wants to know. He just wants to know.
Tim wants to know. I have a fiance.
Oh, that's great. This is a fiance episode.
Yeah, I tell
this is a fiance episode.
I feel douchey saying that, yeah.
Speaking of Ashley romantic as fuck, today is my wife's birthday, and if I didn't go off, I didn't say that on this episode, she would kick my ass when I got home.
You didn't mention your birthday, though. I'm just saying.
No, you mentioned my birthday.
No,
you mention my birthday, but you mentioned it. That's how you play chess, sir.
Simon, you have to play it back.
Yeah, no, later. So today is my wife's birthday. Today she breaks into a new decade. I'm not going to say which one because I'm not stupid. But I love my wife to death, and you're amazing, Michelle. Here's to you. Namaste.
I'm positive she's only 29. I think you're bad.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go
right?
with that. Because only a young, immature woman would ever be married to me for 11 years. Yep. That's some shit. Yeah. All right.
Guys, since you have fiancés, you just got to do what I did with my wife during our
Meet her at my wedding.
Is that? Oh yeah, that.
He met his wife for the first time at my wedding. Just to be clear,
is it a rel? Somebody is it a Raldo?
Is that what you just said?
No, it's not a Raldo.
Is it a
Raldo? Wasn't Paola a Brazilian though?
No, is it somebody she was from the other side of the family.
All right.
But here's the thing. This is what you got to do, guys. While you're during this engagement period and you have a fiance, you just got to say, this is my fiance. That's what I did.
Thank you.
The whole time we were engaged.
Fiance.
My fiance.
No, the best part was when Danny was dating, because Danny met his wife at my wedding. And my wife had her circle of friends from the preschool that she used to work at before I begged her to death to come work with me and set the company straight. And so she... So all her Danny's friends, or all my wife's friends, were preschool teachers, and they would refer to him always as Daniel Laura. Like, and I'm like, it was like, yes, because Brittany's going out with Daniel Laura, and then she went out with Daniel Laura last week, and then went with Daniel Laura, and Daniel Laura came here. And I'm like, who the fuck is? Oh yeah, it's Danny. It's my cousin. So yeah, and Keith, you will be happy to know, thanks to ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, they were able to get me an allocated bottle of my very special Willett Pot Still. Limited edition, so I will have that on a future tech bar. My very precious bottle. I might bring that to DatoCon if you're there, or IT Nation Secure, wherever Keith is at. So, and happy birthday to Mrs. Ray. All right, so we have Alex says, you said Florida, not Florida.
Not Florida.
Connor, you say?
I'm going to say, if a Florida man broke into a woman's home, it would the headline would not have been just to watch her sleep. So I'm gonna say,
wow! First of all, I take offense to that.
That got real dark real quick. The Tech Bar and MSP Network in total does not condone violence against women or any person of this earth at all in any way, shape, or form. I mean, let's just say that real quick.
To be fair, he wasn't like descriptive. He could be like maybe just wanted to comb her hair while she was sleeping.
That's true. Maybe he wanted maybe he wanted to set her microwave because it was flashing 12 o'clock.
Exactly.
That shit drives me nuts.
You never
set their clocks. Why do microwaves not have a battery to freaking set the clock? I'm sorry. What was that?
Set their clocks back an hour because then it just screws with everything.
Oh, you think it was nefarious? Like it could be productive. Like remember that guy that was hacking firewalls to update them because they had like 0-day vulnerabilities and he was patching them? Like I'm thinking
you live
it could,
in Florida. You're insulated.
I know.
From the way Florida people act. You just think it's normal.
Wait, do you consider me a Florida person?
You absolutely don't. You live in Miami. You're an absolutely a Florida
yes.
person.
Yes, you're the epitome of Florida.
Alex doesn't count because I have shunned Alex. I'm just saying, like that. That and it's and I apologize deeply.
Just but because I can't count doesn't mean I don't count.
Alex says, so I got out the chloroform and we lived happily ever after.
I was having a whole conversation with myself down there. It's okay.
I like that. I like that a lot. I mean, playing volleyball is basically the foundation for how Life Cycle Insights came to be, is it not?
It is. It is. A whole lot of my social circle comes from that.
And I love that I knew.
There it is. Yeah. There's my fiance is the one standing right next to me. They're a little shorty. Yep.
That's awesome.
That's the I love one. That. That team won a lot of volleyball right there.
Well, cheers to Mrs. Alex, who I've yet to meet, but her future Mrs. Alex. To be,
no, your fiance.
Fiance.
You know, Alex, without even thinking about it, I guarantee you tomorrow you're going to say fiance.
It at might some happen.
Point. Promise you, you will.
Yeah.
You will.
All right, just... Danny, we got to wrap this up, dude.
Florida, right. I married her. Florida.
So, John, hold on. John says his family moved to Lakeland 3 weeks ago. They are now Florida people, his parents. So, John, that just means you got to come visit, dude. We have to see you, and we have to drink together.
Lakeland is and not you have very to go videotape them
catching an alligator in a trash can.
Yes. I'm just saying, if you go to Orlando, John, I will take a family trip and promise to meet you and may or may not show up. I'm just saying. It's entirely possible.
They also need to
see the asterisk and then the fine print disclaimer.
Yeah. Now, Danny will tell you. I flake on stuff fairly often. So, Florida Not Florida, creep busted for breaking into woman's home and watching her sleep. I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to say this is not Florida, and he was seeing the police while he was doing this.
Every step you take.
Okay. All right, Simon, what is it?
So it is Utah. It is not
Florida. Utah!
Utah!
The Florida of the West.
It's the Mormons. It's the Mormons.
It's the Mormons.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Wait, was that girl the creep that busted in and watched another girl sleep? Because I feel like that was...
I could see that.
100%.
I'm not mad at that.
No. I mean, okay, so is there a double standard here? Like, if you guys woke up and found a woman watching you sleep, like, how would you take that, Alex? Like, have you ever woken up and found your fiance watching you sleep?
No.
Connor?
I snore. She
or Connor, you live with 15 people. Have you woken up and found anybody watching you sleep?
I have not. It definitely freaked me out. My immediate assumption would be somebody broke into the home, and there'd be a fight that would ensue before the lights got turned on, for sure.
See, my thing is this. So in South Florida, we have Puerto Rican women, which my wife is Puerto Rican, and Puerto Rican are known to stabbity stab stab stab. And so, they cut you. So, if you wake up and your wife's staring at you, there's a good chance you're going to get stabbity stabbed. So, I'm just saying, it's not.
Have you woken up with Michelle watching you?
Yes, I have many times.
Like
I have to.
I'm googling where John Bobbitt was from. That's all.
I bet he was from Hialeah. I'm just saying.
It's actually funny. I've actually woken up with Michelle looking at me too. It's crazy.
Alex, I need deets. Wait, what the fuck?
Well, he needs the deets.
I'm kidding.
That's a minute.
Brittany.
Your wife would kill you. She's little, but she'd kill you.
She's got bony knuckles, yeah.
She does, yeah.
Hurt.
Florida man equals familiar with Everglades. Ray lives near the Everglades. What the fuck, Aaron? Like, dude, we're friends, and you're throwing me out there. You know, just saying.
Aaron, honestly, we're, like, naturally, we're all... pretty much Everglades, if you think about it.
That's true. That's true. All right, Simon, what do we got next, dude? Judge orders parents who trash their son's porn... Okay, this is violent. Ah!
You mean I could have sued for that? Okay. I could have sued my parents for that?
So, judge orders parents who trash their son's porn collection to pay him $30,000. Okay, here's the thing.
$30,000 is a lot.
You don't know what kind of porn collection.
That's a hell of a collection.
Don't they have like free sites?
Like I'm impressed. Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how do you fit all that?
Oh, dude, you're too. See, it's not as easy as you think.
This is why I love Aaron. Aaron gets it. If you wake up to your Puerto Rican wife watching you sleep, she's actually watching you bleed out. That's pretty fucking accurate. I'm just saying.
That's a plus one right there.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper. So, for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
All right. So, do people still download porn? Like, AOL, where you have like the download and you have like an inch at a time of the picture. Like do I don't want to get political.
This is obviously like a DVD VHS thing.
No, see, I don't want to get political.
Oh, this is DivX. These are DivX rips.
I don't want to get political, but let's be honest. In Florida, you know, children are basically house servants. There's no way he's getting any money from his parents in Florida. It's not happening.
I get
what you're saying. These are hardcore Latin parents, judge, and if it was a Latin judge, they'd be like, suck it. So right. This has to be out of Florida.
If you weren't hiding it, your parents wouldn't have had to destroy it and beat you for it. Yeah.
I got you. If it was Florida, the judge would have been like, well, you downloaded it using their internet, and you should have paid rent, and they would have
it using the allowance they gave you. I'm telling you, this is from, like, Massachusetts.
This is from a blue state. This is from a state with blue laws. Okay. Yes. I don't mean Republican Democrat.
Well,
I mean like blue laws.
No politics.
I'm not saying politics. I'm saying states with blue laws where you can't have sex on Sunday. After 3.
Okay. Yeah, but isn't it by saying like blue laws, isn't that like
that's not a Democrat Republican thing. That's a your state's older than molasses thing. That's not a if you've had pilgrims disappear in your state, you're probably a blue state.
Like they always say, the captain's always right.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I appreciate you pointing that out.
All right. Yeah. It was Connor's parent. So, Connor, was that the seed money for Finn Security?
That could totally happen in Delaware. I believe it. That's Delaware.
It's the other way around, Ray. I had to pay them.
Wait, what happened in Delaware?
That's awesome.
Legal fees had to be included.
So Alex gave very compelling evidence as to why it was not Florida. Connor, what say you, dude?
See, Alex gave a really good argument.
Okay. A really good argument. There was no pun intended when I said seed money. Okay? There was no... I love our OIT family friends. I appreciate the shit out of them.
I think the thing that's important here is the judge. You know, what kind of judge would order this to happen? And I think the only state that a judge would order them to pay their son $30,000 for this. I think the only state that happens in is Florida. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So I'm thinking that was born and
so
bred.
So he's trying to do like a reverse.
Hold on. I want to hear what Connor says. I haven't heard the state yet. He's leading up to it.
No, he said
there's a lot of freaking foreplay. I haven't heard shit. I have a Danny in my ear. I'm sorry.
Well, I think it was a judge that was born and bred in Florida and that the judge ordered this in Florida. So I'm going to say that this happened in Florida.
That's what I'm saying. He's saying the reverse argument.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, Connor. You're allowed to be wrong, but you're wrong.
So, Danny, we have the two Delaware guys at odds for what this is.
At odds.
Alex says not Florida. Connor says Florida. I'm kind of leaning toward Alex's argument here.
Hmm.
What say you?
I am as well. But so Connor's not alone in the lifeboat. I'll go with Connor. Because they were both valid arguments. Even though
okay,
Alex,
but do you
Alex
agree
made,
with one, or are you just saying one just to say one? Go with your
heart,
man. Be the honest.
See, the way I'm looking at it is I'm thinking in the future, right?
No.
I'm going to have shots of tequila with Connor. And I need to be some sort of friends with him.
The tequila Connor drinks are because of me and Tony and Jason. So, and Alex.
The 47 other people that were there that night.
Yeah. And everybody else was at the
table. It was a good time.
Here's my problem, Connor. I get this. But honestly, it's one versus 49 states, other states. I'm going to go not Florida.
I think like, a math argument, a man after my own heart.
So, okay, here's what I say. The only state that would pop, I'm going to say not Florida, and I'm going to pick a state. I'm going to do for like the Hail Mary here. The only state that would back up a kid in this argument is California. There is no fucking way that any of the other 49, that anybody from Texas, there's a judge that would have been like, yeah, it's absolutely, it's, you know, he's got to pay. This is California.
Ooh, you're calling the actual state.
Yeah, see? Keith knows this. Keith knows exactly what it is.
He has a daughter.
Yeah, but you know what? He would know. Florida is like number two, buddy.
And Alex is saying it in the chat. He gets it. Alex, you're a smart dude. I'm just saying. This was emotional support porn, and the parents deleted it. And the judge was like,
emotional support porn. If Iowa pops up right now, I will lose my shit.
Oh my God. If this is New York, I would fucking it's laugh be my ass off.
Right, Rust Belt state, like Oklahoma or something.
So next up.
All right, what is it, man?
I'm not touching that, Alex.
We have
Michigan. Wait, I'm confused. Who's
it says impressive collection. Look at that.
Impressive. I mean, 30,000. It has to be very impressive.
Wait, you know what it means? I mean, do you think it was antique porn? Do you think it was the quality of the porn? Do you think it was the types of porn? Do you think it was unique porn?
I don't know if it's very small, but who's the parent and like? Is that mom?
Is that the kid on the right?
Those are the parents.
Was it mom and horse porn?
Wait, actually? That might be the kid.
I like that you come up with this shit and you have no freaking clue.
Those are the parents.
We need some answers.
What's up, Will? I you walked into the porn debate, the great porn debate of 2022.
I'm so glad to be here on this tech bar.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when you guys go to future investors, you need to show them this. This is the epitome of professionalism right here. I'm just saying.
All right, this is our last round of the night.
Okay, this is the take it all. This is the man steals entire stacks of lottery tickets, returns in new clothes. Wait, why?
What?
I thought this was going to be like he won and he brought back the winning tickets.
They were all losers, so he had to come back and get some money.
Yeah. Always. This is definitely Florida. Only a Florida person will come back to the same place that he robbed to rob him again.
Do you think he scratched off all the tickets and then they were losers? And then he was like, fuck it, I'm taking the safe instead?
Has to be.
Yeah, I feel like it.
No.
Do you know how long it takes to scratch off all those tickets?
Yeah.
That was commitment.
I mean,
maybe he just like got bored with it.
In Florida,
like,
kids are like... You use the kids to do all the work. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, just look at me.
Hey, don't make me throw a ring at you again. Danny and I are both like, "Where's the ring?"
What I have is a guy who stole a stack of lottery tickets, went outside, picked up a little baby carrier off the curb, and was like, "Hey, baby, scratch these off for me." And none of them won, so he went back. He changed his shirt and then went back in and got the safe. I feel like that's Florida.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You have to get fresh and come
back. You think this was at the same series person. Of events?
Yeah.
I'm thinking
Alex,
so.
I go even further. He comes back in the new clothes because there were clothes in the car he stole.
Well, so I just want to say Tony Francisco always has a tank top under whatever else he's wearing. So just I feel saying. Like... Yep.
Well, so you can change clothes. Absolutely. Yeah,
this is a Tony Francisco moment. He's not here to defend himself. It's definitely him. It happened in Florida.
He's saying
this
Tony.
Is the Tony Francisco story.
Yeah, so, that means the true story. That means the safe was on the floor, not up high anywhere. But.
So true story. This was when I worked at the police department. There was so much shit that happened when I was at the police department. When I worked there, we had a woman that called 911 because her and her boyfriend stole clothes from a TJ Maxx. Do they still exist? I don't know. Anyway, they stole clothes from a TJ Maxx, went across the street to a hotel to split up the loot. And he wouldn't split it up with her. And so she called the cops because she wanted the cops to come arrest him because he wouldn't split the loot with her. And I asked her repeatedly, ma'am, you're telling me you stole the clothes and you want us to arrest him? And she said yes, and we went, and they were both arrested. And this is Florida.
Oh, my God.
And that was Simon's dad and mom.
That was Simon's dad. Well, we don't really know who Simon's dad is.
Papa, why?
It's not true. We've seen his chicken legs. We know exactly who his dad is.
All right.
Damn, your dad skips Alex, leg day two?
This is the one for all the marbles.
This is it. This is Tony Francisco, and it happened in Florida.
Okay.
And Connor, he stole the safe in a tank top.
I'm going to agree with Alex here. I think this is absolutely a born and bred Florida story right here.
Yep. I appreciate you, John. John, you're answering the serious questions. TJ Maxx still lives. Thank you, sir. Danny?
Oh, yeah, Florida, like I said. This is definitely Florida.
Are we going for a straight flush? I have to be the contrarian. I have to say
no,
not
you don't
Florida.
Have to be.
Tony,
I do.
You know your people, right? You know your people, not Tony.
I know, but you know I want it to be not Florida in my heart, I hope. You know, I'm going to say not Florida. I'm just saying I believe I can fly. Go ahead.
All right, so this was actually Tony Francisco again. Florida.
Oh, I've seen him in those pants. Oh,
he was wearing those pants the other day.
See, now I regret it because how beautiful would it have been to like do a straight flush Florida?
That is look, and that's that look. Well, that he's stealing something that's down low.
Yeah,
like he hasn't ripped his tank top off yet, or he hasn't ripped his shirt off yet to show his tank top. Like he's going. That's Francisco.
He's
all
going,
the way.
And I get it.
Francisco,
I mean,
all the way.
This is almost the Tony Francisco episode. He's been on, you know, we've named him several times.
He's been
times.
On and hasn't been on.
Yeah.
You got to tell Tony to be
is the Florida man. At least he's at least two-thirds of a Florida man.
So, and with that, I think that's the absolute best way to close out the tech bar.
Absolutely.
Mr. Alex Farling, Captain Obvious, and salesperson, QBR person extraordinaire, at Lifecycle Insights. We appreciate you, brother. Connor Swam, listen, if you want to do the truffle shuffle or the Captain Crunch,
you need to get
we appreciate
the truffle
the fuck
shuffle
out of
on
you.
Video at
oh,
IT
no, this
Nation
is,
Secure.
This is oh, yeah. IT Nation Secure. We're doing TechGate at IT Nation Secure, Tech Tailgate. We will be doing a truffle shuffle. We have to record this. We're going to get several people. We're going to have Connor lead the truffle shuffle in front of several people, and we're going to record this for content for the next.
And I promise you, Simon would have watched Goonies by then.
Connor, tell me you're in, dude. Tell me you're in for the truffle shuffle.
I'll have to be convinced. At
easily,
at
I know how to convince
so,
you.
So what you're saying is,
the killer shot is coming.
In your life, all right. In your life jacket, it's got to happen.
In my life jacket.
Absolutely.
In my life jacket. I'll do it in the life jacket. The bright purple life jacket, for sure.
Yes, Simon is in my office, in my couch, in my my desk. That's why he looks like he's sitting in a big person's chair, in an adult's chair. Yes. So to the IT, or to the IT Nation, Jesus, to the Tech Bar audience, the OIT family, we appreciate you guys. Super Cousin Danny, how you? I appreciate you, dude. You're awesome.
I appreciate you.
Simon, you want to give our upcoming events?
Yes, I do. So we just got wrapped up with the Tech Bar.
Oh, you were so close, bro. The Tech Bar rules were like perfect. You were so close, man.
We had to end it up with that. So give me 1 second. Let me meet you guys so there's no echo. All right. So the Tech Bar podcast, May 12th, we just got wrapped up with Alex Farley and Connor Swan. For anyone that missed it, you guys can watch the recording right after this ends. On May 13th, tomorrow, MSP Dispatch Week Wrap Up, we're going to have a few special guests, and that's with my father, Tony Francisco. So make sure you tune into that. On Tuesday, we're back with MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Network. Just catching up over the news that happened over the weekend. Next week, also the 18th and 19th, we're going to be at the 7-figure MSP live event in Dallas, Texas. I know that Lifecycle Insights will be there as well, and Connor will be walking around as well. So make sure you catch a picture with them. And then May 18th, we're back at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Partner First, how to have difficult conversations before they become impossible with Gozenta. So make sure you subscribe and you stay tuned for all the events that we have coming up.
And with that, thank you very much, Tech Bar audience. We'll leave you with a little bit of love and happiness. Because I'm an island boy. And I'm an island boy. Because I'm an island boy.
Okay,
I don't know any words.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.